They knocked it out of the park with their first self-titled album. Just 3 years later, the Cards were in a lull. Their third album, Panorama, was a critical and commercial failure, but they would come back stronger with Shake It Up, released on this date, November 6th, 1981. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Despite the relative failure of Panorama, the Cards didn't really do anything different when it came to recording Shake It Up, their fourth album in 4 years. The only real change was recording in their new personal Boston studios that they had purchased. They still used the same producer, Queen's producer Roy Thomas Baker, and Rick Ocasek still wrote all the songs, just as with all of their previous releases. This time, for fans, the balance on the album was much better. A mix of traditional rock and new wave, synthesizer and instruments, darker songs, and more upbeat pop songs. The title track was written years earlier, but drummer David Robinson never liked it. Neither did Rick Ocasek, who didn't care for the lyrics. But as with the rest of the album, once the Cars figured out the right balance, it would give the band their biggest hit to date, reaching number 4. The album was released just a few months after the launch of MTV, and the Cars embraced music videos immediately. Several songs would go into heavy rotation on the new channel. Shake It Up would reach the top 10 and go multi-platinum. But after recording 4 albums in 4 years, the band would take a hiatus before releasing the follow-up Heartbeat City, pushing the limits of new technology and music videos while staying within their rock roots. All tools the Cars learned on Shake It Up, released on this date, November 6th, 1981, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Shake it up. Shake it up.